we're up to Simon Reish Tzadi Zion. Siv Dalid, we'll be doing Dalid and Hay. Nogul Varach al Hadas Kol Hechadiyev. So the Machaber Shita is that the Hadas that you used for your Lulav, since it was used for mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. That's the Hadas you should be using all year for Besamin. Hagah. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, that this is not on Sukkos. On Sukkos itself, the Hadas Shal Mitzvah is Huktzel Mitzvah, so, and you're not allowed to smell it. Now, the Ramah says, Hagav Yeshom, Dein Levarach al Hadas Hayavish, Dein Mariach Rak al Shar Besamin. The Machaber wants you to use the Hadas of Mitzvah, says the Ramah, there'll be nothing left of it. The Ramah says, Hagav Yeshom, Dein Levarach al Hadas Hayavish, Dein Mariach, since it's last year's Hadas, it will lose its fragrance. Rak al Shar Besamin. V'chei Nogu B'mdinas Elu, that is our Minig. Venerally, the Eshlania Gam Hadas Ima Besamim does Osim Kakuli Alma. What you should do is take your regular Besamim, your clothes, say, and put some of the leftover Hadasim from Yontif in it. This way, your Yotz, according to everybody, you're doing another mitzvah with it, and you're also making a brach on something that has a strong fragrance, and you're also putting the Hadas Shel Mitzvah in there. Mr. Burr says that most people have a separate container for Besamim Shel Mitzvah, even though there's no need for it al pidin, but the minhag Klal Yisrael is that way. Sifhei, mi she'ena mariach, someone who does not have the sense of smell. Einu mavarach al besamim, he cannot make a bracha besamim. Ela im kein niskaven lotzi b'nei beso aktanim, unless he's got a kid who's of the age of chinuch that has to hear Havdalah. You can make a mine besamim for him. O lohutzi mi sheni odeo, to be motzi someone that can't make the bracha themselves. And they'll have to smell it right away. Now the poskim don't like that. They say that to be yotzi your kids who are ketanim, you could, but to be motzi strangers, when your bracha is a bracha of atola, that you shouldn't do. You don't have a chush areyach. It's only by Birkas HaMitzvahs that even though you're not chayav in a bracha, you can motzi someone else. So let's say someone's making Havdalah for some other people, and he already heard Havdalah. The halacha is that he'll have to smell the besamim in order to be yotze. What happens if you have a group of people, and everyone would like to make their own berman and besamim barim ereish? Mishnah Berurah is strongly against it. First of all, they're going to start while the mavdil is still in the middle of the bracha of Havdalah. They're going to continue into it. So they're being mafsid the yamin on the bracha. I mean, they're going to mafsid that whole bracha. Aside from that, the better thing as barav on Hadras Melech is they should be yotza with one who's starting, if they're all starting together, and not have someone else make a bracha separately.